This is my fourth presidential elections as a journalist in the Philippines. I'm seeing this as the most emotional, divisive elections for millions of Filipinos in recent history. The level of propaganda is something that is unseen in many, many years. This elections is a clash of values about how Filipinos see their past and envision their future. My name is Jamela Alindogan. I am the Al Jazeera English correspondent in Manila. And between us, I fear that the country's democracy is at stake. The next administration will inherit an enormous amount of problems. The Philippines is facing its worst economic recession in decades, millions unemployed, a health and educational system in crisis, and a deeply polarized society. Now, the candidate leading the presidential surveys is the son of a former president and the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos Sr.
Ferdinand Bongo Marcos Jr.!
The one challenging his candidacy is the leader of the opposition, the Vice President Lenny Robredo. The resurgence of the Marcoses didn't happen in an instant. This is actually a product of years of a well-orchestrated, well-funded, and strategic campaign, not just to revise history, but to change how many young Filipinos view the Marcos legacy. I traveled to North Cotabato Province to do a story about how many Filipinos view the legacy of the Marcoses, specifically Muslims. I was talking to the survivors of Manili Massacre, a massacre that happened in 1971, which was perpetrated by a Christian-led armed group called Ilaga. Ilaga was largely supported by the Philippine military and, to that extent, former President Ferdinand Marcos. Now, I was talking to survivors when I noticed Samiruddin Nagle at the corner. Samiruddin Nagle was actually only a year old when he was found surprisingly alive in a mosque along with about 80 other people who were killed by the Ilagas. He was found covered in blood and was still sucking to his mother's breast for milk. It may seem shocking to many, but the story of Sami Nagle and his family is a story that is repeated many times over. And I asked them how they feel about a possible Marcos presidency again. And these survivors told me that it all feels like a waking nightmare. A Marcos presidency means that disinformation has won. As a journalist, I feel it's quite jarring to watch, to see Bongbong Marcos Jr. do so well in the surveys by spewing lies and distorting truth and revising history.
This is a friendly reminder because it's elections!
So we all know what mind conditioning is already at this point.
But over the last few months, we've also seen a huge pushback from young Filipinos, martial law survivors on social media. If Vice President Lenny Robredo wins the elections, it means that the youth sector has been galvanized. This is the first time that the majority, a huge chunk of the campaign, is run by volunteers. Usually campaigns are led by local government officials from top to bottom, which is why many people have actually described her campaign as a people's movement. But when we speak to people on the ground, there's this sense of hopelessness that it doesn't really matter who wins the elections, the majority of Filipinos will be poor and that they will die poor. So beyond just fixing the economy or the health system, the next administration will have to work very hard to uplift the spirits of a very weary nation.